Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
I feel like we start so many episodes laughing because I have to tell you, stop talking. It's 9 o'clock.
Well, and it's usually something like ridiculous that one of us says like right before it happens. And 9 times out of 10, it's either you or me.
It's always one of us.
It's never Amanda.
She never
says something ridiculous.
Sometimes Lindsay will poke out a ridiculousness.
It's like a Lindsayism.
Yeah, a Lindsayism.
And I mean, Heather every once in a while, but not very often. It's more, it's you and me.
I feel like Heather is probably the most grown up of all of us.
I don't know if that's true.
She pretends to be the most grown up out of all of us.
So Stacey's like, it makes me curious what was going on behind the scenes. So we were actually, Heather, well, one, I was giving Heather a sneak peek of something to come that is announced by an author next week. That I had a sneak peek of, so I had to share that with Heather. You guys will just have to wait till I can share it with you. But then Heather was also asking about mafia book recommendations because Charity Farrell has her in a chokehold.
I have been telling you freaking people.
I know.
And Becky has been telling you. Because like when I read Gorgeous Monster, I was like, Becky, this is such a good series.
Did you ever read the Neva Alta ones?
I don't know if I have. But like, I'm serious. Deborah Garland. And then I went to Charity Farrell. And I'm like, I read Terra Crescent. I mean,
those are good.
Reading, so Terra Crescent, this kind of brings it back to Jingle Bells. So
yeah,
that it was like after the Louvre heist.
Mm-hmm.
Terra Crescent was one of the mafia like heroines is a art thief. Oh. And so that's what drew me in because it's the thief and she's an art thief, which kind of comes into this because.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway.
But if you haven't read the Neva books, those are really, really good. Have you read Michelle Hurd?
I don't know.
You should try her if you haven't.
Yeah, I like Michelle.
Well, we can talk about. Do we want to talk about this book? movie?
Jessica Gadziella. She's more of a mac and cheese mafia, but she has a lot. My friend Stacy, who is consent like important, maybe like she's the one who told me about her. She has a ton of books, and they're all over the place. But I really enjoy her writing, and they're shorter, and like I said, they're mac and cheese mafia.
So you're giving all the mafia recs, and Jen Ellen is not even here. She won't even get to listen to this episode.
So mad.
She'll have to listen after the fact. Sorry, Jen. You don't think she's sipping her margaritas listening to us right now?
No, she's on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Seriously, there's better things to do than to listen to us.
She was texting us on Discord about her margarita consumption.
So she might have some internet package. I mean, I hope not. I hope girl is like...
Is enjoying the time.
Read your books in the middle of the ocean and drink your margaritas.
Honestly, Heather, she's not KU, but KL Dawn, you would probably I'll just send you a text.
Heather needs to get a pen.
And then I can't really write very well because I'm left-handed and I'm still...
Yeah.
My left arm isn't working. Okay, do you want me to read something about this or anything?
Okay, well, so for this episode, we are reviewing... Jingle Bell Heist, a movie on Netflix. Read the little paragraph and then tell the people all the things and then we'll talk about the movie.
Okay. Heather, are you going to do that?
Yeah, stick with us for the next little while as we break down the enchanting tales of Jingle Bell Heist. At the height of the holiday season, two strangers team up to rob one of London's most famous department stores while accidentally falling in love. Hey, spoiler alert. We are going to talk spoilers. So if you don't want to hear them, don't listen to us. The things you're going to want to know ahead of time is it's called The Jingle Bell Heist. It's streaming on Netflix. It recently released here.
November 26th. I did find it. November 26th.
Because I looked too and I couldn't find
November
it.
November 26th.
The... tropes and themes are heist, a rom-com, a secret baby.
There's no secret baby.
I feel like we just
she is the secret baby.
Oh, she is the secret baby. Right. That's right.
Did you watch the movie?
It's a movie on Netflix, people.
The director is Michael Fimgonari. Sure,
close enough.
Writers are Abby McDonald and Amy Reed. The stars are Olivia Holt and Connor Swindell's Lucy Punch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have Sophie and Nick are our stars.
They are.
And Nick is our single dad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who went to jail.
Yes.
For robbing the department store once already.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoops, and so sorry. He like, is like, I felt like initially I wasn't sure, but I felt like he was maybe a hacker.
Yeah.
Because he was like tapped into the security system.
Yeah.
And she sort of is sort like a pickpocket, and she's kind of.
She's a little Robin Hoodish.
She is a little Robin Hoodish. Well, because when we first meet her, like there's a girl, is it a girl busking? And like some dude like yells at her essentially. So she picks pockets the dude and then gives the girl the money out of his wallet.
Yeah.
And so, then saves the gift card and then gives it to the security guard.
It's true.
At this dumpy like.
At the department store.
The department store. and then I like this Connor, the main guy, Nick. He's been in a few things. Like he's must be pretty popular over there. I think so.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom. I had a hard time with his hair.
Okay, but didn't you have a hard time last year with Chad Michael Murray's hair too?
Well, he shaved it. I mean, he's a good looking guy.
The hair doesn't bother me. The fact that he wore his like beanies like above his ears.
Yeah.
Like they fit weird. Like it's supposed to be winter. You need to cover your ears.
Okay.
Like every time he had a hat on, I was like, dude.
You guys paid way more attention to this movie than I did because all I can tell you is it's a movie on Netflix.
Well, the hat thing bugged me the first time I saw it, so I couldn't unsee it.
Oh, that's fair.
I do think, I mean, initially, I think even in the chat when it was Becky, Stacey, and I, I was like, I feel like what happened is that the Louvre heist happened, and then the writers were like, I think we can make this into a holiday movie, and we got to do it really fast. That's what I feel like happened.
Well, there was so much underdeveloped. Like, there were so many potential opportunities, and then nothing happened with them. For example, the roommate. I would have loved to know more about Nick's roommate. Like,
I enjoyed him.
There was chance for so much funny banter, but we got like a scene and a half.
Yeah.
And then we get him at the end at the holiday dinner the next year.
The same with like her bar boss. Like, yeah. That could have been. I will say, I think their meet cute was, I liked the meet cute, how it happened, how he sort of caught her, you know?
Yeah, because like he was hacking into the.
Yeah. And then he like called her on it. Like, I think their meet cute, because I'm a sucker for a meet cute. I think the meet cute was great.
I did like that. I do like Lucy. So part of the thing is I like Lucy Punch and I like the guy, the Peter Serafinowicz, like the her dad, like who owns the department store. I enjoy
secret both baby of them daddy, but okay.
I enjoy both of them, and so I wanted more of Lucy Punch on screen too.
So there's this whole thing with the mother's cancer that, like, she's very sick. It's very bleak. She has to do this special treatment, but hey, she's up dancing around with curly hair a year later on Christmas. And I'm like, that's some magical shit. Where do I get that?
Yeah.
There were the other piece I really liked was like when he went home with the daddy, like with the stepmom or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then the stepmom figured it out.
Cynthia.
Did, like, because, you know, he has no game. This poor Nick, he really has no game.
Their like relationship was like awkward. Like, I did not feel. There was no chemistry there.
I think he's just awkward.
Yeah.
And he's quirky.
Well, I like at the gala when they're flirting with Cynthia and they're trying to distract people. I think a scene of them dancing, like just having a moment.
Yes.
Or having been hidden in a closet, like the coat closet, something. It didn't have to be a spicy scene. It just needed to be a chemistry, like an attraction scene. Like, I see you, you see me kind of moment.
Or like when they were hiding under the desk when they were like he was holding his finger under her nose so she didn't sneeze. It's like they should have, like their faces should have been close together.
Or like
I
even
just there's a lot of
after
missed opportunities
they
there.
left, they left the stepmom, you know, like when they went in cahoots with the stepmom. And they were sitting at the bar drinking and they were like cuddling and stuff and they were like drinking beer. Like that could have probably been more extended.
Well, and
I
when it
mean, it
was
was
over,
short.
I was like, and it's over.
Yeah, it was
It
weird.
was like an hour and a half. I mean,
Like,
which is nice, right?
short is fine, but I do feel like it was really fast and underdeveloped. And there were a couple of weird things, like the toy that was supposed to be the toy of the year.
The
There was a
mushy monkey.
million of them in that store. Like, and apparently they only saw them when she pushed the cart out because they had been sitting there all the while.
No, she moved, she put like put them on the cart to put them away so that the mushy monkey, like they were sold out of the mushy monkey.
It appeared that way
It
to
appeared
cause
that way.
chaos.
To cause the chaos. But my thing
I.
is, who did not see her pushing this cart full
That's what
of
I'm
mushy
talking about.
monkeys like
Like,
through the store?
I remember when people wanted Tickle Me Elmo. Like, you walked past some a store clerk with a cart of Tickle Me
You
Elmos. You
th
like
like that's the
grabbed
thing.
and
Like if it
went.
was that like wanted, like it would be like people were like swarming.
And Heather or Stacy is also right. There was a whole entire pyramid of mushy monkeys left over.
That she fell into, like she jumps into them at the end.
Also, I did think that that house, the cabin house that they jumped into, would have been more sound than it
That was a I did enjoy that line
was. Yeah, me
because
too.
I thought that too.
And
So I did not be like get to do the watch party on Monday because I was at a swim meet all night. And so I asked Becky Tuesday, I was like, how was the movie? And she goes, it's a movie on Netflix. And that was it.
hey, and what do you have to say about this movie?
I mean, it's a movie on Netflix.
That's right. That's what I thought. What were you going to say, Heather?
I mean, I think ironically, it got better after the gala, right? Like, I feel like
Yes,
at the
it did.
gala, that's where it really got good.
It did.
But I will say,
I
I did
agree.
not see it coming that he was a single dad. So
I didn't see that one either.
that was a nice surprise. And I did like that, you know, she believed him initially. Like, he's like, I didn't do it. And she was like, okay. And so to me, that makes like, you know, I can see him being like, oh, well, she believes me and she hardly even knows me. Like, clearly my ex-wife.
Okay, I'm sorry, the ex-wife. She's a
Yep.
cunt.
Yep, she is.
I didn't like her
Not
at all.
though.
Like, I get it. Your ex went to jail, but if he truly. Aren't you going to at some point believe in him? Do you know what I mean? Like, through all
Well,
of
and
this, he
it's
has
like,
maintained his innocence. Like, he has said, I didn't do this.
well, but also the fact that like he doesn't seem like he like he doesn't come across as this like deadbeat who like is not incapable of doing things or not wanting to do things. Like he's trying, but it's like once you go to jail, it is not easy to get a job that pays well.
He also is not exactly the most intellectual, quickest of wit individuals either.
I mean, he's clearly not, he doesn't have charisma like
I
a
think
thief,
there's a
right?
touch of
Like,
the tisms there.
right. And so that, I think that's the thing. When you
Just
think of a
saying.
thief, you think they're a little bit more charismatic. And she had to like teach him how to flirt,
He's
basically.
an
You know what I
awkward
mean?
puppy. Yes. Like smart, clearly, because I mean,
Very
he set
smart.
up like security th systems and things like that, but hence the
So
touch of the tisms.
before we came on, we were talking about romantic suspense, that it is gaining traction and is definitely picking up in popularity. And not the security force romantic suspense, the
No.
cold case, the more like what Catherine Cowles writes, not so much the like
Not
military.
a not a military suspense, like romantic suspense with like a mystery or intrigue type of thing.
And so I hope that something like this movie would inspire more heist romances. But I think there was a time, and I want to say they were probably categories, in the late 90s, like that Thomas Crown Affair thing that happened, so early aughts, late 90s, when that came out, there were a bunch of heist romances, but I think they were mostly category.
Well, but you figure romance in that era, like in that time, like was like category was more prevalent.
Well, and category printed faster than trad.
Yeah, like an Ocean's 11 type romance would be, I would eat that up.
So I think you would like, and it's one of my recommendations, The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Christmas heist. It's really good. I loved her. The Blonde Came In from the Cold, which is a little like Bourne Identity. What was the Covert Affairs that was on USA for a while?
Oh, yeah. Like CIA.
Yeah.
Alias type things.
Alias, yeah. It had those kind of vibes. But I would love those kinds of... I would love those kinds of books. And the only one I can think of currently that's releasing anything like that is Lila DuBois. Mm-hmm. She has To Catch a Sub, which is currently free. Amazon
what
right now.
What is it called?
To Catch a Sub. It's her, book one in her Club Alibi series, and then book two is out now, Take a Sub and Run. And it's the premise of it. Desperation has an art thief, Colette Beaumont, running to the man who almost caught her years ago, Interpol agent Landon Malik. She needs Interpol to not only protect her, but arrest the dangerous man currently hunting her. Anyway, they end up hiding out in a BDSM club.
Mm. Yeah, I'm down. The thief, actually, from Terror Crescent, it is Mafia. She's like a Robin Hood thief. And so she steals World War II artwork that was taken from families from Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And then gives it back to the families that, like, who it rightfully belongs to. And she's trying to steal something from a mafia boss.
Oh,
that's neat. Janice Whitaker has a series where it's like Jewelry Thief. I'm trying to find the title of it because I cannot think of it. But yeah, she's a jewelry thief. But Cynthia Eden, she has a series. It's her her Icebreaker series, and they do all cold case type things. It's really good, which I really like her books.
So I feel like this movie had potential.
It did have potential. I agree with that.
It definitely inspired me to go look for books that have those heist vibes. And you're right. I want Ocean's 11. I want...
It's called Thick as Thieves.
I want those. I also think there was... Oh, I forgot about that series. Elizabeth Lowell has a series that came out in the early aughts, I believe. Book one is called Amber Beach. And they all have jewel titles. So it's Pearl Cove, Jade Island, and those... I think that was, they were jewel thieves in that one. And I know that there are some historicals that have jewel heist romances. And it makes me want those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this movie, like, it was fine. It was fine. Was it something easy to watch?
It was good background noise, honestly, because I watched it in my office today when I was doing like reports and writing checks and stuff. And so it's like one of those movies that like it was interesting enough that like I paid attention to it, but it like I didn't be like, oh god, I need to watch this part. Like, it was good background.
And there was a lot of like twists, right? Like the fact that she was the secret baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that, like, there was more of her, like, if, instead of just flipping the dad off, like more of a like,
Like a confrontation.
yeah.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit more resolution for the viewer on her as the secret baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't really talk about it. All she said is, sorry, I didn't tell you sooner. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
So,
but also
like,
like it was weird
him.
how like she needed DNA to like how would her DNA be in the system? Do you know what I mean? Like wouldn't you have
I
to
don't
input
know.
your DNA into
Is it because it was
safe?
half his?
I
That's what
mean,
I was wondering. And she knew that because she said, he said, I don't want you to do this because if you get caught, and she said, no, you need me. So she knew that because she had done that.
yeah.
That's true. She did go to the safe place and they gave her all the specs and schematics and things like that. So they probably talked about that.
Yeah.
But it was like weird.
There was a lot of moving pieces with it.
There
I think it
was.
was one of those movies they had a lot of ideas, but they weren't like they didn't flesh them out enough.
So, and Janellen talked about it in Discord. She mentioned, so is this a Christmas movie or a movie that takes place at Christmas time?
This is a movie that takes place at Christmas time. I didn't think it was a Christmas movie.
I don't feel like it's a Christmas movie either.
I feel like the timing of it made it Christmas. The only reason, like I thought it was weird that like the whole police force showed up on Christmas Eve. Like that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well, especially in
You know what I
London.
mean?
In London.
Yeah, so like I think that they were able to take advantage of like how busy it is just because of
Yeah.
it being Christmas and everyone wanting to leave very quickly on Christmas Eve to be with their fam. Like, you know what I
Right.
mean? Like,
Yeah.
so in that sense, that
Yeah, it was.
made it more Christmas because they were taking advantage of the time frame. Does that make
Right.
sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't feel very holly jolly ho ho
No,
ish.
because honestly, like it could have just been like a new release of a toy. Like, because anytime they release like a new game, I mean, not as much now, but like when a new gaming system would come out, like it didn't matter when it came out, like people would flock to the
I
store to
mean, there
buy
were
it.
people that lined up for the Switch 2 back earlier this summer.
Well, yeah,
There
exactly.
are grown ass men who stand in line at Target for Pokemon cards.
Okay,
Yes.
I might know some of those grown ass men, so
You
let's not
live with some of
judge. I
those
like
grown ass
literally didn't
men.
know what was happening. I had to ask someone at Target, I'm like, what is happening? They're like, there's a Pokemon release.
Yeah, Pokemon cards come out. Yeah, new
Yeah,
release.
but that's the thing. Like it could have been like set around like a release of
Oh, I
something,
think a
and it would have been the same.
Pokemon themed movie would be fun. Romance, like they play Pokemon together.
They go to a convention.
Yeah. Look at Heather. She's like, no.
I don't know. I know that there are plenty of
Those
people who
nerds
do
get
like
down,
comic cons.
Heather.
I
Those nerds get down.
Bandcamp is really cool, like, too. I don't know. I can't. My kids are not into Pokemon.
Mine was forever
Mine
shall be.
was
I should
not.
say they were like we have
They
Pokemon
went through that
cards.
phase.
Yeah.
I think every kid goes through that phase. Some just don't get out of it.
Which is cool. Like my kid is
It's
stuck
not
on
cool
Percy.
because how are you going to bring a girl back to your, like, come back to my dorm room? You want to see my Pokemon collection?
If you find the right girl, she will say yes.
Well, yes.
You do have to find the right girl. I mean,
Can I
like,
touch your boobies for a Squirtle? I don't know.
could you imagine?
Because you know it'd be awkward.
They would both be awkward though. Like, are you
I
looking
will
at your
say,
child
having a
right
kid
now
in
asking?
college, he d has told me, like, he's like, Mom, it's so cool because, like, there's people for everybody. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like, in my group, like in my dorm, there's people who have like a Dungeons and Dragons group. And he's like, it's like cool. Like everyone ha finds their people. He's like, it's not, you know, and I was, and he's playing hockey up there. And I'm like, where are you putting your equipment? He's like, in my room. I'm like, you're never,
Oh,
my husband's like,
that's
you're
gonna
never gonna be
smell.
able to bring a girl back.
Oh, that
Oh, that
smell.
smell. Oh.
That's a
He's like,
lot.
if it gets too cold or it's too stinky, I'll just leave it in my car and then, you know, it'll freeze up there.
Okay.
Which, by the way, winter, you know, he's from Minnesota. And winter up there in the Fargo, like, think about how when Marie Johnson posts stuff,
Yeah.
He's like, it is so cold up here. He's like, and it is so flat. It just blows, like almost blows me over.
Okay, so funny story. You know, we had to do that quick round trip to North Carolina. So we went down via like through Ohio to West Virginia to North Carolina. On the way home, we came west on in North Carolina to Tennessee and then just straight up 75. And never was my husband more happier when we hit Southern Ohio and it was flat again. And you could look out and see the flatness and, you know, the fields, and there were no mountains. He's like, I like this. This is how God intended the world to be flat.
Flat. What?
He was not a fan of the mountains.
I mean, they get a little
Is it because
twisty.
like the driving? Okay.
Well, because see, so 90% of what we drive is pretty much like Findlay to Cleveland, Findlay to Columbus, Findlay to Detroit. It's all flat. It doesn't start to get hilly in Ohio until you get south of Columbus to like the Hocking Hills, Athens, OU type area,
Yeah.
closer towards West Virginia. That's when it starts to get hilly. And last or back in October, I think it was when we went over to Pennsylvania, like we got off the highway and it's like these twisty roads that turn like this, and it looks more like someone's driveway than a road. Like there was one moment where I'm like, I think we're on someone's driveway. There's no way this is a
You're
real
not,
road.
though. You're not on
So
the driveway.
he would hate Minnesota because you have to go around all the lakes. Like you, like, because you can't just build bridges over everything. So you are like,
You
he would not
can
like
if you
it.
live in Pittsburgh.
I was going to say Pittsburgh likes a bridge.
There's just bridges everywhere.
Well, there's a lot of water
Let's just build
here.
another bridge. I
Well,
mean,
there's
we
a lot,
have
I guess that's
three
a lot of water.
rivers. Like,
I mean,
there's three rivers coming in.
oh,
But there's lots of.
that's cute. You guys have three rivers.
Like, literally, it's
I
three
cross two
rivers.
rivers to go to work.
But they just are
We
like,
have a river.
we'll just build a road. Let's just build another bridge. Like, when you go across the one bridge and you look, it's just bridges the whole way.
I don't like driving through Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's the worst. I hate it with a
Literally.
fiery passion.
And the bridges sometimes like
They
intersect.
intersect, but like sometimes when you're going and you have to, like, you're on this
It's
one
like a
and you get
90
onto the
degree
road, but then
turn.
you have to cross four lanes to get to the exit that you need, and you hope and pray that people like slow down because everybody's going like 90.
I think the thing with the flat, and you probably will experience this in Ohio too, is that if it's flat and it snows and it's blowing and
Yeah,
it was like
drifts.
70 mile an hour wind gusts, it just blows across and then it's just ice.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, and then you get drifting snow, and that can be a real problem. And then if you're coming in off the lake, so a lot of times we just had this over Thanksgiving, the wind was really bad over Thanksgiving and it blew the west side of Lake Erie east. And so it was like, you know, a couple miles from shore that was all just bottom of the
Ice.
lake dirt. No dirt because the water had blown all the way
Oh,
to the east side.
yeah. We are
So.
getting, like, we got no snow last winter at all. And I think yesterday we got 9 inches.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting so much snow.
It's so fucking cold right now,
Well,
too.
and we're like going to be -4 by Sunday because we got a polar vortex. Can't wait. So fun.
Well, it's too warm for it to
It's
be. I mean,
well, but
like,
the thing
it's
is,
warming
it's
up
only
for snow.
December also. Like,
Right?
what
We
the
don't have
fuck is
snow
gonna
this early.
happen?
What?
We don't usually have snow this early.
Oh no, we have like a random day here or there, but it does not snow and stay.
Yeah.
Like, ours is gone mostly because it rained today, but it was snowing when I picked up the girl
Yeah,
child.
which is
So
icy.
our you guys are getting it cold, and
Yeah,
we will
it's
be
cold
next
and it's
week, we're going
gonna
to be
be
in the
colder.
30s.
Jesus.
It was like 36 or something like that today.
Stacy says it was 58 in Colorado today. It is warmer in Colorado than it is here.
I'm sorry.
But I tomorrow, like in 5 minutes, so all of a sudden you'll get a snow and Colorado, it will be like 5 inches of
This is
snow, and then it
yeah.
will be like sunny, and you know what I mean? It's so weird. The our lows are going to be in the negatives, but then it goes up to 33. So I don't know.
Okay, so did the
People
people who
ask.
plugged into the book podcast really want to hear our weather update?
No shit. I was like, oh, we clearly love this movie because we're talking a
I
lot
mean, we
about
talk. It
it.
was a movie on Netflix,
It
people.
was a movie. Okay, so thumbs up, thumbs down, real quickly. A thumbs up, thumbs down.
It was, I mean, it wasn't, I'd say sideways, leaning down, because it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
What about you, Heather?
I'm with Leah, like sideways. If anything, it might inspire you to find a book that you want to read.
Right. I'm with you guys. It was a movie on Netflix. That's
It
what I
also
can
was
say.
short. And
It
so,
was
like,
short.
if you're put,
Okay, so
Honestly, when I watched the Paris, Texas one on Netflix, that I enjoyed more than this.
the champagne Christmas one was super
Oh,
cute.
that's on my list,
It was
so that's
super,
on
super
Netflix
cute.
too.
I did
Maybe
like
I'll put
them.
that one on work tomorrow.
Okay, so real quick, here are some books that I think have similar vibes. Big
Past the ones
sis
we've already talked about.
Big Suspense, others than we didn't talk about. Big Suspense, Shelter in Place by Nora Roberts. It takes place at Christmas time. The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter. So that series that Lindsay's been reading, Peppermint and Poison, the cozy romantic mysteries by Alana Jacobs. Same vibes, except it's serial killers. And nothing says Holly Jolly Christmas like a good
Like a
serial
serial
killer.
killer.
Sleigh Ride by Lauren Beale. It's a dark rom-com. Check it out. Check it out. She has the Sinner's Retreat series. Check it out. It's dark. I think it is stuff that Jen Ellen would absolutely vibe with.
Janellen, you're missing out on all the recs
All the
tonight.
wrecks. And To Catch a Sub by Lila DuBois. It is not Christmassy, but it is a heist and it has all the smutty, sexy goodness that you really wanted
I mean,
this
it's Lila
holiday season.
DuBois, so.
Right.
Well, and Lauren Beale says Sleigh Ride is a winter theme, but it is not a Christmas book.
It's not.
That's what I mean. So, Grumpy Sunshine, Forced Proximity, Touch Her and Die.
All things that we really enjoy.
It was good. I've read the first probably third of it, and I will finish it tonight before I go to bed.
You're actually like reading a book.
I am because I've just given up all joy. What is sleep anymore? Yeah, I want to read, and we're going to talk about this next week. Next week is co-host Festivus, where we get to kind of vent and complain about our 2025 year of
Everything.
messiness of everything. Who knows? We probably will talk about weather, broken bones. I
You
mean,
guys, and it has been a year.
it's been a
I
year.
am so fucking done with this year.
I'm just exhausted by it all. And anyway, we'll talk about that next week.
I
But
still think at Festivus, we should talk about, have you seen those where it's they're talk about the pot, like something that they're proud of that they accomplished in
yes,
2025?
we can do that too.
I feel like instead of it just being negative, because some good things happened,
Some good things
maybe.
did happen. No, some really good things happened. Career, I've been busier this year than I've ever been, and there's demand and I'm loving it.
And hating it at the same time.
What?
And hating it at the
And
same
hating it at the
time.
same time. Well, when your job starts to interrupt your nap time, this is when we have to really have a real talk,
Becky likes a nap
An
around two
afternoon
thirty.
siesta. An
Around
afternoon
2:30,
siesta.
3 o'clock, she likes a nap.
I told Justin that I could get used to working part-time, and he was like, don't get too used to it because come January you're going back full-time. Like, you are no fun.
He is no fun. Okay, so Heather is looking for mafia romances that she hasn't read. So I think that you need to read Lauren Beale. I think you would like her dark stuff.
I did download Michelle Hurd. I downloaded like four. I went through my Goodreads or my Kindle. There's some that I put on my list that I was going to read before the end of the year, and I was like, I just can't.
Oh,
They're
those
just
Michelle
not
Hurd ones,
calling to me.
they're good. Her new one, I haven't read it yet, but it comes
See, Jenny
out.
misses her naps too. I'm not the only one who likes a nap
I love napping.
and
I
gets
hate
sad
napping.
when your day job interrupts your nap time.
I don't like to nap. I only nap when I'm sick.
I like a good nap. I think you would like Neva Alta.
Okay.
Yeah, if you haven't read her, definitely try her out.
She is in line with Jill Ramsauer, maybe a little darker than Jill. But
I mean, it depends on the book.
I think I have all of Neva's.
Did you read M.L. Philpott?
No.
Oh,
are those retellings though?
Yes,
she has some, but she has other ones that aren't.
But they're not blatant retellings.
Okay. Yeah,
because I own a couple of M.L. Philpott's.
I did like M.L. Philpott's, and Jenny liked them a lot.
Jenny too. Really likes them. Yeah,
she must be in Kobo.
Yeah, she was in KU, and I think she pulled out of KU about a year ago and went wide. What else have I read recently? Oh my gosh, you guys, I sent you that video from Golden Angel, so I downloaded those stories.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By book three, I was like, what did I download?
Did you
She
really?
Was not kidding. When she said that it goes from, like, if you read book one and think it's a little too dark,
you need to stop.
You need to stop because it's
for
only...
those of you who don't know, Golden Angel had posted like a TikTok the other day about how, like, and it was a PSA is if you start this and you think book one is not for me, you should not continue reading because they get worse.
So it's called Dark Tales. It's by her
Sinister Ange,
yeah.
And it's in Kindle Unlimited. And it's just like short stories, five of them, I think. And they are dark.
Yeah.
Like you might be like, oh, what is wrong with me?
I do like her dark.
They are you really, bonkers dark. Really, Leah, as I read book three, I was like, oh, this is a Leah book.
I like some weird stuff, people.
I own it.
Not surprising.
At any point is anyone shocked when Heather's like, oh wait, I own it?
No,
it must have been free.
It probably was at one point.
Probably
I'm
was.
In on page 70 of 350, so interesting.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who else I read recently that was a dark romance that you would probably like.
Well, the Deborah Garland, and I have been stalking
her. I like those ones.
And she has one coming out, and they're on author agency, and I, like, messaged Shauna. I'm like, how did I not know? Like, why didn't you tell me? And she's like, she's been our client for, like, ever. Maybe you should have paid attention. I was like, well, that's fair, but also I'm,
fair.
Like, a stage 5 clinger.
Like, why didn't you say something? Like, Shauna only manages, like, 80 authors and 700 influencers, but she should have known.
She should have told me.
She should have told you.
Heather, have you read Shandy Boys?
Yes. And I met her, and she is so sweet.
Did you
She's
read?
She's from Australia.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait. Who's the other one? Now you made me think. Oh, did you read the Lane Hart ones when we read those?
Oh, the Las Vegas Mafia and the New York Mafia
yeah.
ones, which the New York one, the series isn't done yet, and I'm really kind of grumpy about it.
Right.
Because I need the rest of that series.
Where do I start with Lane Hart? Is it Vegas or New York?
Start in Vegas.
Start with Vegas. Because Vegas is done.
It's spicy, too. There's
warming. And they
warming.
Get more bonkers as the books go.
There is warming in that book.
There is definitely warming in that book. Book three was my least favorite out of the series.
Yeah, it was a little too unhinged, but it was unhinged.
No, book four was really unhinged. Book three was just...
Oh,
it was
that was the daughter that...
The daughter and the son.
Yeah, the step siblings.
Like her son and his daughter. I just didn't like it as much. It was fine. Like the writing was sound. The story just wasn't like for me.
Well, we have completely gone off track. Is there anything else we need to talk about before we're done?
Is anyone shocked? Nobody that is actually like listening or watching us.
There's only three people. We scared everybody else off.
Guys, the movie was a movie on Netflix. This just see what happens when we really are not invested in something.
I will say we had something like 40,000 downloads on Spotify in the month of November. So there are people listening to us.
Oh, wow.
But also...
Well, clearly they're coming back because it's not 40,000 new, like...
Well, no, we have nine new followers on
Spotify.
We
are doing something right.
Well, something. I don't know.
We're doing something.
We do something over here. I mean, tonight you got Heather's Mafia TBR, a weather update on Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And we
I mean,
talked about
Pennsylvania and Ohio is basically the same.
it is big. Well, no, you have mountains. We do not.
And
Well,
I'm
that's true.
basically Canada, except for it takes 6 hours to get to Canada. So everyone's always like, "You're basically Canada." I'm like, "I'm basically not. Like, it takes me
I
longer to
can
get
get
to
to
Canada than
Canada.
Becky does."
I can get to Canada in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 minutes a few hours.
90
Oh,
minutes.
I think it's like f
Jenny can
five
get there
hours
in
for me.
under an hour. I mean, Jenny is basically Canadian. She lives on Lake Erie.
Yeah.
I wish.
My aunt and uncle, well, not my uncle because he passed away, but my aunt, like they live like 20 minutes from the Canadian border.
Lucky.
Leah's like, not my uncle. He's dead.
Well,
Just like, not him, just his wife, because he's dead.
God.
Anyway.
Poor people who are listening to us. Sorry.
Okay. So
I
that's
just have to say, if you're not used to this by now, like, I don't know why you keep coming back if you are like thinking this is not for you. Like,
We have three more episodes till the end,
and then
until
we're
we go on
taking a
holiday
break.
break before we
Yeah.
take our break. So let's see how chaotic we can be for the next three episodes.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, come for the book, stay for the tangent. Stacey, you are so right. Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into that movie on Netflix, Jingle Bell
Jingle Ball
Heist.
Heist.
You had to think about what the title was, didn't you?
I know, because just a movie on Netflix. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. We will be giving you our 2026 predictions. What tropes we
Oh,
hope
yeah.
they'll retire, what we hope will books we'll see in 2026, and all of that good stuff. Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.